What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the live stream. I am James. This is the World of Floaters, the community where we talk everything iFloaters. And today I wanted to talk about some specific things. Yesterday I did a live stream where I pretty much just hung out for an hour just to see who wanted to come by, answer some questions, talk about a few specific questions. Today it's going to be a little different. Today I'm going to talk about pretty much the positivity of keeping your mind right when it comes to these iFloaters. A lot of us, we tend to focus on them too much. And so this episode, this live show right here is going to be more so surrounding the topic of just keeping your mind right when it comes to the iFloaters and focusing on positivity, avoiding the negative, and pretty much an exercise that I think that would be good for anybody out there to try. If you are from the other side of the world, like I know a lot of you are, as a lot of you know, I am in Las Vegas in the United States, and I'm sure most of you probably have heard of that place before, right? Right. Well, that's where I am, and I've noticed that a lot of you are in Russia, in India, different parts of England. I know a few of you are from the United States as well, but I am glad to have you all here, and that's why this channel is called The World of Floaters. And this is a live episode. I keep saying episode, excuse me. I've been on my other podcast so much, Side Friend Chronicles, so I keep saying episode, but this is just simply a live event. So what I wanted to talk about is some of the things that I do to help myself not focus on iFloaters at all. What I like to do is I like to envision in my mind that the iFloaters are negativity, right? There's something that drives people crazy. And the more you focus on negativity, the more you will just let it harp on your mind. And the more you don't focus on it, the happier you are, right? So I like to use that as an analogy for avoiding the iFloaters in general. So what I like to do is whenever I see an iFloater, I just think of it as a negative thing. Well, I like to think of it as a positive as well. But when you see a negative thing in life, right, not just iFloaters, you like to think to yourself, you know, I'd rather be happy. I'd rather not focus on that negative thing that's bringing me down, making me depressed, just making me not want to go outside and be happy, right? So you avoid those things. So if you envision iFloaters of being like that as well, more than likely, you're going to try to avoid it as much as possible. See, our mind is super powerful. And the more you think about the iFloaters, the more you're going to see them. The more you're going to see them. The more you think of it, the more you're going to see them. So that's something that you got to remember and you got to keep in mind. When an iFloater comes across your eye and it bothers you, all you got to do is just shake your head and say, I'm not going to focus on that. Because after all, there's so much more ahead of you instead of the iFloater, right? So a lot of us are nearsighted, right? So we tend to see things that are super close to us. But if we just programmed our mind to focus on what's beyond the iFloater, like for instance, let's say you're driving down the road and you see an iFloater. You're obviously not gonna focus on the iFloater because you gotta focus on the road so that you don't crash your car, right? So this exercise is pretty much just you avoiding the negative and focusing on everything else beyond in the world, right? And so that's something that I like to do for myself and something that helps me not focus on the iFloaters. Yes, I do supplements. I take supplements, things that I believe help me, but I don't think any of that stuff would even matter or even help if I didn't keep my mind positive and learned how to avoid the negativity, which in many cases for many people is the iFloaters. All right, looks like we got a live comment here, so I want to go ahead and talk to this person here. Takva Okay, and let me go ahead and show people your comment, because that's what we're doing on this live. We're going to go ahead and interact with the people. So Takva says, I have so many eye floaters that it's pretty much impossible to ignore. Myself, I am somebody who also has a lot of eye floaters. And for a good period of time, I was not able to ignore them whatsoever. I, you know, constantly let them pretty much dictate what I was going to do in my day. And over time, I learned that the more I let it control me, the more I'm going to notice them. These days, I go outside and I got my regular glasses on, or I'm wearing contacts, and I don't even think about the eye floaters. Yes, they come across my eye, but ultimately, I'm not worried about it. And I know it's easier said than done, but that's why I want people to try this exercise that I'm talking about right now. When you see the eye floater, just think of it as something that you're not going to worry about no more. Just think of it as a positive thing. I know it's a negative thing for many people. I'm not saying that it's not, but when you see it, think of it as a positive thing. Just shake it out of your eyesight. Shake it out of your mind. If you do that, look, I'm confident that the things that I've done, a lot of you can also do to really help yourself thrive in the real world. I get many, many messages and many people leaving comments asking me, how is it that you stay so positive? And honestly, look, in the community of eye floaters, we definitely need each other. And if you know somebody who's getting through it and doing fine, and they also have a lot of eye floaters like myself, then I think that could do nothing but help. That's why I have this channel, and the reason why I do this is because I want to help. I genuinely feel like I want to share my experience and be there for people. This is a passionate thing to me. I want to help people, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of you can do the same thing. There's a lot of people out there that can use your advice. And so that's why having the community is really good. This is something that I don't do for money. I don't do it for popularity on the internet or nothing like that. A lot of people ask me, like, why isn't your channel viral? Why don't you have more views? Why don't you have more subscribers? I don't even do it for all of that. If I could help one person at a time, then that's all that matters to me, because that makes it valuable in many ways, being able to help people. And I'm just sharing my overall advice and what I believe can help a lot of you. Let's see here. So we're going to go ahead and put that comment back. Thank you, Takva, for chiming in on this live event right here. I want to start doing more lives, because I know that everybody's on different time zones, and I know that it's good to have somebody to talk to. And that's what I want to do. And I also want to practice my radio voice, everybody. Hey, by the way, if you are watching this right now, whether it's live or if you are coming through after the live, make sure you smash that like button, because, hey, we're helping everybody out by doing that. It triggers that YouTube notification to go out to everybody. So please smash that like button right now. Actually, smack the like button if you will, and also press that subscribe button as well. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and repeat my exercise so that everybody can know what I'm talking about in this video. This video is not me just hanging out like I did yesterday. Yesterday, I just simply hung out and stuck around for a Q&A, and which I'm super down to do on every single live that I do. And this is an easier way for me to get videos out there, because, you know, editing videos and recording them that way at times could take up 1, 2, 3 hours. And, you know, quite simply put, the time to do that is not something that is always available for me. So doing these lives will work great. And I hope to see you all often. So we got another comment here from Jonathan Crawwell. Have you noticed any significant changes since you started bromelain? I absolutely have noticed a significant difference. And I believe that it has made the dark eye floaters more transparent. Now, it's something that I include on my day-to-day vitamin intake. So I take it every day, and I take it 500 milligrams at a time. I don't like to overdo it, because if you overdo it, you know, that might lead to things that you don't want to happen to your body. If you take too much of anything, is something not so good is going to happen to your body. If you eat too much pizza, you're going to get fat, right? Not that there's anything wrong with being fat. You know, I'm a little chunky myself right now, but just saying, if you do too much of anything, oftentimes, I'm talking about like your body. If you input too many things into your body, oftentimes though, that can lead to, you know, not so great outcomes, right? Just like us looking at our phones all the time, possibly are causing a strain to our eyes, bringing the eye floaters. But we got to deal with it in some kind of way, right? We got to live with it, because we don't want to be depressed. A lot of people with eye floaters are depressed. So that's where the community comes into play. So yeah, I have noticed a great deal of difference in the floater since the bromelain. So thank you for that question, Jonathan Crawwell. And by the way, everybody, I am offering people to call in now if they like. I only speak English though. So, you know, if you speak English, you can call that number and I will allow you to be on this live. And I think that would be pretty fun. So if you like, I'll leave that number right there for a little bit. And I'm not going to be on here too long today. I wanted to get straight forward and straight to the point so that you all have somebody to chime in with and talk about the issues, and also to focus on the exercise that I want to talk about in this video. So I'm going to go ahead and repeat the exercise once again. That way you all know some of my daily routines on how to avoid and deal with the eye floaters. So once again, what I do is when I see eye floaters, I know in my head, look, I know this is a negative thing that drives a lot of people crazy. At one point it drove me crazy. But what I do is I now look at the floaters as a positivity, and I just simply tell myself it doesn't bother me. The more you tell yourself something doesn't bother you, believe me, your mind is going to start believing it, whether you know it or not. Anything that you put out there or believe in your mind, that's what is going to come back to you. And that's just facts. So the more you view the eye floaters as something that could be positive for you, the more you're not going to worry about them. And I'm telling you, man, that's what I do, and that's what helps me. So I truly believe it can help you too. Actually, I would be surprised if it didn't help. I don't know why. I just wanted to do like a random applause right quick. You must excuse me. I'm having fun doing these lives. I love doing lives. I love it when people chime in too. So if you're in here right now and you want to chime in, I'm not going to be on for too long today. So, you know, feel free to ask a question or chime in with a comment. Once again, what I'm going to do is repeat the exercise once again. So the exercise is pretty much telling yourself that you must stay positive throughout it all. All right, looks like we got a comment. Love from India. A shout out to everybody in India, and definitely Utkarsh, shout out to you. If I said your name wrong, my apologies. I want to let you know that the people of India, you got a place to come and chime in at the World of Floaters. May not be the funnest topic to talk about. It's you know, perhaps something you want to ignore and, you know, not worry about at all. But just know that you do have community here, and I'm going to start doing these live streams pretty often. So, you know, anytime you want to give me a holler, ask me a question, this would be the place to do it. I get a lot of DMs on Instagram, and I got to say, you know, it gets a little tedious having to pretty much say the same thing to dozens of people. So, you know, this would be the place to ask me questions, because I could easily just tell you versus having to sit down and type answers back to everybody. Yeah, so shout out to India. Let me get a little round of applause for India. I appreciate you coming by. And once again, I'm not going to be on for too long today. Just wanted to come and let you all know about my exercise on how I feel the eye floaters could be gone. And that is the power of positivity. And I know it sounds super mumbo jumbo, but this is what I do. I see the floaters. I think of the floaters as a positive thing. And the more you enjoy something, the less it bothers you, right? So the more you tell yourself, I am not worried about these eye floaters, the more you see them and you say, nope, not going to bother me today, the more you're going to be able to thrive and forget about them ultimately. Now, that's an exercise that I do daily. Anytime I see an eye floater, I tell myself, positivity. Thank you, eye floater, for visiting me today. Now get out of here, you bug. Oh! And that's something that I like to do. I mean, aside from taking my daily vitamins and what have you, and the supplements that I like to take, but we're not talking about that today. We're just talking about the exercise and how I believe eye floaters can be gone. Welcome, everybody. I see that there is some people coming through in this short stream. Like I said, I won't be on this stream for too long today, but if you're in here, be sure to smash that like button, because that definitely helps the World of Floaters channel and community. So with that being said, I am going to go ahead and get off of this stream right now. I don't want to make this video too long, but I wanted to just get my point across. So if you're on here right now just visiting, I was talking about some of the exercises that I like to do. And what you can do is rewind this video. It will be live on the channel here shortly. Well, it's live on the channel now, but it will be available for replay in probably about 30 minutes to an hour. So all you got to do is rewind and you can check out everything that I was talking about. Thank you for the people who left comments and chimed in. And World of Floaters is about to be up out of here. James, World of Floaters, anyways. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for coming in. And I will do another short live stream more than likely next week sometime. So enjoy the live streams that I'm putting out. And by the way, if you didn't get a chance to check the live stream last night, I did a few Q&As. I stuck around for like an hour and a few people came by and asked some questions. So all you got to do is fast forward to where the people came in, because I was on for like an hour, and that was pretty much the point of the live stream last night, just to kind of hang out and allow people to come through. I wanted to give them time to come through because I know everybody's on different time zones. But yeah, so once again, press that like button and leave a comment, and I will holler at you all next time.